Blog Talk Radio.
This is Scaling Up to Eight Figures Podcast, episode number 48. Welcome to Scaling Up to Eight Figures Podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Victoria. Building an eight-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equip entrepreneurs with business-building skills to scale towards an eight-figure business and more. Each week, join me for proven strategies on positioning your brand, marketing, leadership, systems, networking, and funding your business. Now, let's get started. Today, we're going to talk about one of my favorite, which is which business model is the best for your company. There are three that I actually coach on and three that have worked for me. And when I look at the three, these are the most popular that seem to work really well for most businesses. So the first business model is free. That is the one where we're all familiar, where we actually look at what we're able to obtain for free. One of my favorite is Uber Conference. I love using Uber Conference because I can get a lot of quality, all the bells and whistles, without having to actually upgrade. So when a lot of individuals look at this particular business model, they gravitate towards it because you really don't have a lot of overhead when you're setting up this particular business model in the beginning. So this is one of the favorite business models, and I would say that when you're looking at why this works, the advantages of, like, let's say with Airbnb, the founders that started Airbnb, they started what they call, like, sharing the economy. And we call, this is one of the ones, it becomes a marketplace. One of the best growing business models are like Airbnb, where you share the economy, and I would say Uber. It works because there's several advantages to using this type of business model. First, it has the greatest benefits in having zero to little overhead. That's the one, and that's the reason why it works so well. You can have an office space, or you can have a virtual office space. You can manufacture a product, or you can take little pressure and have it where there's little to no cost with manufacturing anything. So becoming the marketplace, like Uber and Airbnb, are one of the best ones when it comes to that business model. The next one I love is the subscription model. One of the ones that started with the subscription model, I enjoy the subscription model because you can have a subscription. It can actually grow. You can have different levels of the subscription. Like, for instance, Dollar Club. It is one of the most simple, but one of the best. And when you look at Dollar Club, it's really wreaking havoc on a lot of competition because of the fact that a lot of individuals like subscribing. You can use one of the very first ones that was really good was Proactive. And what's great about that is it puts it on autopilot. If you're interested in having that subscription, you usually sign up and it automatically sends it to you again. Dollar Shave Club, all of those have it where it sends it to you automatically without you having to do anything. And that allows otherwise busy individuals that love the product to be able to have it without thinking about any kind of concern of whether or not they need to have it again or not have it again, order it again, and you have to physically do something for you not to receive the service every month. It's an easy setup, it's hassle-free, and you actually have to do something to stop the service. So as a business owner, if this is your business model, it's fantastic because you have to do little to nothing to actually have this work for you. The reason why a lot of individuals love this is because several reasons. Why? One is because it balances both for value for the startup and the customer. It's simple, it's conventional, it's convenient for customers. It takes a lot of the thinking out of the purchasing process, so this is good for your customers. They know they want to receive your product every month, and one of the most probably successful business subscriptions is Birchbox. Now they have one called BarkBox for dogs. Birchbox is just fantastic. Women love to get something every month. You guys love to know that you're going to get something every month. And with Birchbox, you get to actually put a lot of the, you know, you can customize it to fit you. And if you don't have a special someone and you want to receive something every month, Birchbox is really good for that. You get something every month that you subscribe to. You get to pick out what it is. They send it to you. You give them all your different ideas that you love, and they send something once a month for under $10. Beautiful business model. You know that you get a set flat rate. It stays within your budget. And on the startup end, the value lies in being able to predict revenues through reoccurring sales. That is fantastic. As a business person, you do not have to consume yourself with normally. You know that at least for the next 30 days, it's been paid for. So you know that you're going to actually have that as a business model. It's fantastic. You don't have to go out there and try to reinvent the wheel. Every month you know that you're going to have the business model that's going to work. The Freedom, the one I was speaking about in the beginning, this is a combination of free and premium, has become widely used approach when it comes to startups for over the last decade. What it does is it offers you free services, and one of the best examples of that is LinkedIn. It gives you a successful free service, and it allows you to look at what you can get if you were to get the premium. So it allows you to go in, try it out. It's great for as a consumer because then you get to see what the services look like before you get started, and it's great for a startup because the strategy lies between the ability to market the tool for your service, and it actually helps startups scale by attracting a user base without a costly ad campaign. The freedom models also tend to be successful more successful in that 30-day free trial that a lot of people do. The freedom is usually better and more successful than that 30-day free trial. More people, that used to be really good back in the day, but more people know that they don't want to have to be concerned with canceling something, so they don't start it at all. They don't have to worry about something they have to cancel later. So this takes the place of that. And customers are much more comfortable with accessing a free service with no strings attached than feeling like they have to do something to cancel or before deciding upon a purchase. So these are some really, really, really great business models, and they would scale your business. So that's the marketplace, which is the Airbnb and Uber, the subscription model, or the freedom model. All three of those can scale and allow you to build your business towards $1 million. So I only look at business models that are in the position to do that. So I hope this episode was informative, insightful, impactful. Join me next week for episode number 49, and we will discuss the 7 whys for business. We absolutely love social media, so please visit us on social media, Facebook, 8-Figure Business Coach, Instagram at 8-Figure Business, LinkedIn, 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter, 8-Figure Business Coach, or leave a comment in the comment section about this episode or download this episode and subscribe to our podcast, Scaling Up. Have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend and much success until next time. Bye-bye.